Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hey, we're only one day away from Valentine's Day. This is the day where the stores will be crowded with men trying to find something for their Valentine. And that's the way it works. Most of us do the last minute shopping. Maybe you're waiting till tomorrow. I hope you don't, but I hope you'll take time to give your sweetheart an expression of your love and do something special for her or for your husband on Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow, February 14th. Well, listen, I mentioned yesterday that I wanted to talk a little bit today about a contented life. A contented life. And for that, we go to Philippians chapter 4. Again, we're in the book of Philippians like we were yesterday. And this time, Paul's talking about contentment. Now, most of you know, Paul wrote the book of Philippians from prison. And so this is a prison epistle. And yet the theme is joy. That rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Just an amazing, amazing attitude that Paul had. Well, what did he learn? Well, let's see what he says here. Verse 10. Philippians 4. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere, and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Are you a contented person? Are you contented with your lot in life? If so, it's a great treasure. Paul would write to Timothy and say that godliness with contentment is great gain. I mentioned how difficult that is in America. I was reading the other day, the average supermarket in 1976, okay? I know, 48 years ago, almost 50. You know what? The average supermarket had 9,000 items. Did you know the average supermarket today carries over 30,000 items? Over three times. Is that really because we need all these things? No, it's because we live in a world of discontented people. Advertisers play a part in that. Rather than be grateful for what we have, we end up complaining that we don't have the newest or the more improved model. We can be such complainers. When it's hot in the summer, we're complaining how hot it is. When it's cold in the winter, we complain about how cold it is. When it's rainy, we complain about the rain. When it's sunny, we complain about the sun. When the kids are noisy, we complain instead of rejoicing that we have happy, healthy children. We complain about our home, but we ought to remember to look out at those who have no place to call home. You may complain about your job, but there's people out there who have no job. Someone said, contentment makes poor men rich and rich men poor. Now, what's the secret to contentment? Notice what Paul said. He said, I have learned therewith to be content, and I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. So how do you learn? You have to learn, you have to be taught, you have to be instructed. And he shares with us the secrets of a contented life. Number one, rejoice in your substance. He did that in verse 10. He said, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again. And again in verse 12, he said, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. I everywhere and in all things I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. He said, I'm satisfied with what I have. One of the great secrets of contentment is learning to want what you have. God knows your needs. He reminds us in Matthew chapter 6, your Heavenly Father knows you need food, clothing, shelter, the basic necessity, and your Heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. And he may do it directly. He sent ravens with food for Elijah. He sent manna for Israel. But he may do it indirectly and use others to send to meet your need. the church at Philippi gave to Paul. The opportunity arose and they obeyed. When God lays it on your heart to help someone, then you help them. There in the book of Galatians and chapter 6, verse number 10, the Bible says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." And so we want to do good to all men, but especially when we get opportunity, we want to do good to those in the faith. Now, whatsoever God provides, here's it, rejoicing in what you have, okay? Whatever God provides, rejoice in it. Let me ask you a question. What does it take to satisfy you? What does it take to satisfy you? Instead of complaining about what you lack, would you start praising Him for what you have? Will you know how to be abased and how to abound? Paul said he learned that he's been instructed on how to be abased, how to abound. Have I learned that? So rejoice in your substance. Secondly, rest in your salvation. Remember, he's writing this from prison. Not fretting, not fuming, not fussing. Contentment. Now, contentment, let me help you with what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean you're self-satisfied. I never settle for less than my best when it comes to God. And by the way, don't you settle, students, don't settle for C's when you can make A's. Don't settle for being less than what you can be at work. If you can be the leader, if you can be a 100%er, if you can produce and be an A worker, don't settle for being a C worker. D.L. Moody heard somebody say one day, "The world has yet to see what God could do with a man completely, wholly yielded to Him." And all Dwight Moody said was, "By the grace of God, I'll be that man." The psalmist David would say, "I'll be satisfied when I awake in thy likeness." It's not self-satisfaction. That's not contentment we're talking about. It's not self-sufficiency. Oh, the answer is within you. You can do anything if you think you can. That's just not true. That's just not accurate. We want to be completely independent of things and people and say, "You need nothing. You can do it yourself. It's all you." The power of positive thinking. And I think you ought to think positively, but that's not the answer, my friend. The Bible says we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Paul would say, "I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." Without Christ, we can do nothing. We're not self-sufficient, my friend. We're Savior dependent. So it's not being content doesn't mean self-satisfaction. It doesn't mean self-sufficiency. I want to accept my salvation. Why? It's what God's given me. It's His gift. I want to adapt to my salvation. Who is in me, not what is outside of me. Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth in me. And I want to appropriate my salvation. I want to use it to make Christ known to others. I always want to rejoice and rest in the salvation that Christ has given me. Not what I've done for Christ, what He did for me. Number three, realize your strength. Rejoice in your substance, rest in your situation, and then realize your strength. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. There's no can't here. Well, I can't grow. Well, I can't support missionaries. I can't teach. I can't sing. I can't witness. If you have that attitude, you're right. You'll never live an effective life for Christ. I can do all things through Christ. That's more than just positive thinking. Not I can do this and I can do that. No. I can do through Christ. There's the power. You know, you take Christ away from Christian. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. If you take Christ away there, all you have left is the I-A-N. You know what that stands for? I am nothing. I'm nothing without Christ. But with Christ, I can do all things. Victory over temptation? Yes. Grace for every trouble? Yes. Strength for every task? Yes. All things through Christ. And all things can refer back to verse number 12, where Paul talks about being abased and being abound, being full and being hungry, being abound and suffering need. God gives us the power, listen, the power to face adversities. That resurrection power we spoke of yesterday. That power to cope with the circumstances. The power to enjoy contentment no matter what the situation. And notice, strengthens me. That means it infuses strength into my life. It's continual. It's continual. Old farmer had worked hard. He had never had very much. When he passed away, they found oil on his property. In other words, he was on top of treasure that he never tapped into. Riches that he could have had that he never tapped into. Is that you? Is that me? Treasure. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. What is it? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is in me, so I can be content. How can I be content? I'm going to rejoice in my substance. I'm going to rejoice in what God has given to me. He knows what I need. He knows what I need more than I know what I need. I'm going to rest in my salvation. Christ has finished the work. I'm resting in my Savior. He's my Sabbath, and I rest from my works because I'm saved by grace through faith in Christ, and I'll realize my strength is in Christ. It's not in me. It's in Christ. Without Him, I am nothing. That's the contented life. Rejoicing in your substance, resting in your salvation, and realizing your strength. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Well, I hope you'll have a contented life and hope you live for the Lord today and you'll make it a great Tuesday. And now tomorrow's Wednesday, and we look forward to our midweek service again here at Bible Baptist Church. We'll continue our Bible studies on Wednesday night of First Things, where our theme this year is Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. And so we'll have another study on that on Wednesday night. Children's classes meeting as well. And we'll fill you more in about the midweek service on Wednesday evening. I do want to remind you that these radio programs are also podcasts on both iTunes and iHeartRadio. You can go there under the podcast and type in Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, our words to encourage Bible Baptist Church. And you will pop up there, subscribe, and then they'll send you a notice when a new broadcast is ready to go in case you don't hear it over the airwaves. And I listen sometimes on my phone with the Simple Radio app, and WHKC is on there, and you can listen then from anywhere. And of course, I think you can go to their website as well, WHKC, and there's a listen button there that you can listen live from the computer or from your smartphone or whatever device you have. All right, and I appreciate those of you who pray for us. Appreciate those of you who can support us from time to time. We sure appreciate you coming alongside us and helping. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. If we can ever be a blessing to you, if we can pray for any requests that you have, we'd be happy and pleased to do so. Just let us know how we can be a blessing to you. Bob will give you some information here at the close of the broadcast, a way to get in touch with us. And the website and things like that. All right. Well, listen, have a wonderful Tuesday, and I'll look forward to being with you again, Lord willing, on our broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.